This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey. Call the cops.
This level of foolishness, hey. Enjoy.
Losers, in other words. Hey.
Now watch this drive.
Great ass!
Hey. Damn it.
Hey. Shisha.
Sicario.
Bruce, hey. Fucking Springsteen.
Damn it. Hey.
Yeah, people
hey.
Are gonna die.
Yeah, baby.
Stand up for justice.
To stand up for justice.
Stand up for America.
To stand up for America.
Trump is not a legitimate president. Trump is not America.
Trump is not America.
We love America.
We love America.
That's it!
We love you. Woo! Nice job, Liv.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're to have Good Christian Fun. That was Olivia Wilde from Don't Worry, Darling.
From the mind of Olivia.
From the twisted mind of Olivia Wilde. And that was some sort of 2017, what the fuck are we doing event in New York City. There's a video with her.
Making their voices heard.
Michael Moore, Mark Ruffalo, just standing on the front lines of justice.
Yeah.
And I like screaming that she tried how much something they love America.
For each one, you know, she's no repetition.
Well, that's just her, that's what you get when you get Olivia on the project. You're gonna get alts. You're gonna get choices. You're gonna get boldness every time, every at bat.
Nothing predictable.
Absolutely not. Booksmart. That's a different movie from Don't Worry, Darling.
Mm-hmm.
As will the new Spider-Verse one with what's her name? No, she's doing a Spider-Woman movie.
Spider-Woman movie?
Yeah. Not Spider-Verse.
She's directing it?
Yes.
Oh. They're letting her back on the horse.
It'll be really good.
I'm excited. I look forward to it. I'm open to what Olivia will put out there, honestly.
I truly am.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll thrive making a Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why not?
Everyone
else got to try.
Sydney Sweeney starring, Dakota Johnson. Just a
This is all-star sounding better cast. And better. Honestly, I know you're joking, but I'm like, I'm interested. I like Dakota Johnson.
Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the movies, the music, the entertainment made for, made by, made about Christians. But we're not here to make fun of you. We're not here to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun and talk about fun things that are fun.
The wet and wild world of CCM.
And it's so wild and it gets wet sometimes.
That's
I mean,
right.
If you're the power team, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sweaty.
It's sweaty.
It's giving sweat.
Right.
The hot water bottles that they blow up. And today we're talking about songs from the year 1977. Why? Because it's the year I wish I was born. No, I'm just kidding around. Mm. It was the year Star Wars came out. Wow. Annie Hall came out. All the greats.
Okay. Before you get two rose tinted glasses about 1977.
You got any Annie Hall takes you want to put out there right
Annie
now?
Annie Hall takes now?
Cut to me as an 11-year-old boy watching Annie Hall.
This is my new personality.
Not far off. Actually, not far off.
I know.
Fortunately.
That's okay. We all didn't know for a long time.
And we're talking about the Sweet Comfort Band. And of course, not Keith Peen. Keith Green.
Keith Green?
What is Keith?
Keith Green.
Peith on Earth?
It's when Shakespeare has to take a number one.
It's Peith?
He peeth.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Our guest is already like, I've got a good.
Like, I wish I was on that other podcast we were talking about
like,
off
actually,
mic.
That other one felt really fun compared to this.
No, we're just kidding around. We're having fun. It's a nice time, and we need a little help from our special guest. So, friends and folks, she's an actor and comedian. You may know her from Keenan or AP Bio or her own podcast, Date Mare. Give it the hell up for Haley Marie Norman!
Hi, baby!
Yay, welcome!
Hi!
You guys,
Goo Goo Gaga.
Goo Goo Gaga. Okay, I'm really feeling the spirit.
Right.
Take it.
I'm actually really feeling the spirit.
Oh, you can move that mic as close to you as you want.
Okay, there's so much to talk about, but I'm just immediately wanting to tell you guys right now that my dad and my stepmom, they're divorced. Like now, they're also divorced. But
here we go.
They met in a singles ministry.
Is that true?
Yes. And I'm currently single, and that song took me straight. I've never been to a singles ministry, but mm-hmm. that made me feel like I was in a singles ministry. Now I'm saying, do I need to go to a singles ministry?
That might be the only marriage I've ever heard being born out of the singles ministry mixer. Yeah,
your marriage is counting
because
out of singles ministry.
Because that, for people who are deep in their faith, that's like a deal. But you know, they need to be with other people who are Christian.
It makes sense.
Who are deep in their faith.
But you've never been to a singles event.
I've never been to a singles event, Christian or not. But I do have to. I just want to
say
that I'm really excited to have some good Christian fun today. I did need this in my life.
Oh, praise the Lord! We're so happy.
And I mean that genuinely. I'm excited.
Really?
I 100% mean it. I'm excited to have some good Christian fun.
Because you've been a little bit in the darkness.
I've been a little bit in the darkness.
A little worldly.
A little out there in the world. No, it's true. A little out there in the world. Mm-hmm. And I needed some wholesomeness.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I needed a reminder of a higher power.
Emphasis on the whole.
You should go.
Okay, was that what you were going to say?
No.
Okay. No.
Beat me to it. Yeah, well, welcome here. We're so happy to have you.
You're loved. You're blessed. Did you know we have a whole format that we do called Singles Ministry? Where we talk about one single song the whole show?
That's genius.
Is that fun? Wait,
that's
if
why you
can
have
share,
such a good podcast.
I would love, thank you. I would love if you could share any shareable details.
Oh, about?
About their meeting.
Oh.
In the singles ministry. Not like I'm looking for tips
okay.
myself.
If you want to, it can be so, finding a life partner you have to be really strategic about. And who are some of the most strategic people? Christians, right?
Yeah,
Christians.
They are
scheming.
Christians
monopoly
are,
on strategy.
They're strategic. And
you think the crusades just happened?
That takes coordinated.
You think they procrastinate
effort.
Like, oh shit, we should do some crusades tomorrow.
Right. Catholic Church organized.
Oh my god. Which
to a fault? Perhaps.
You're right. They literally do call it organized
religion.
Exactly. Great point.
It's not disorganized
religion.
Should we have
all
called this podcast
organized.
Disorganized religion? That would have been sick.
I did read a review on this podcast.
From whom's?
I don't know, but they said
were they
talking shit.
Yeah.
They took issue.
And it was a play on the name and even of your podcast, Good Christian Fun.
Oh, sure.
And I do have to say it was a funny review, even though they were hating.
What'd they say?
Sometimes fans
listen,
are the best
reviews.
If
it's funny, it's funny. Like, I'll respect
okay,
it.
Funny
well,
now
funny.
I feel bad because I didn't mean to come on and talk about a bad review, but I will
Should
say-
Should I look up shitty reviews of things you've done real quick?
I will say that this hater, clearly a hater, they have so much hate in their heart. They think they have Jesus in their heart, but they've got hate in their heart.
Okay.
Because imagine how much hate you have to write a bad review about a podcast.
Yeah.
But it still made me laugh.
Yeah, they're a little hater, Joel Osment.
What was the pun?
And they said this podcast wasn't good, Christian, or fun, and I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, okay, that's
no.
Good.
Kevin's not laughing. Kevin didn't.
So it's just
laugh.
Saying.
Kevin's like, "What was their name?"
Well, it's just not wordplay. It's just saying not what it says it is.
Okay, it's not what it says it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that would be like, you know, if I watched a TV show and I was like, "That wasn't West or Wing." Like, it's like, yeah,
was
I guess
West
not.
Or Wayne?
I wanted to be very clear that I don't agree with them. I listened to the podcast. I thought it was
you
good.
Did?
I thought it was Christian, and I thought
it was
fun.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
You.
No,
I'm
like this
only
podcast.
Giving like one out of three of those, I feel like, is pretty good.
No, I'm giving
Christian,
it three
though.
Out of three. And I told our mutual friend, Jackie Johnson, who's been on this podcast
Go
a couple
on.
Times that I was coming on, and she said, that is such a fun pod.
Okay.
We're gonna have a lovely light time.
We love Jackie.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to have her on ever since she started doing Jackie's Hole, which is her podcast.
Jackie's
She's
Hole.
She's not doing it.
She's not doing
She's
it?
Not doing
Wait,
it.
I thought she started it. What happened?
We'll talk about
now.
It later.
Oh, man. I'm behind in
Haley's
the pod
time.
News. I know.
Yeah.
Well, what else? What other mutual friends can we catch up on right now? Just going through
Dexter,
the old
Dexter, it's just you and me again.
Speak for yourself.
Damn.
Yeah, he's abandoning you. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Wait, I do want one detail. Oh. I do want one detail from the meet cute, from the singles mystery meet cute.
Oh, okay. So my stepmom, this ex-stepmom, uh-huh. I guess, she was very smart. That's why we started talking about all of this.
Yeah.
So she ran the singles ministry. And it's such a
that's how you find the
person. Yeah. And then my dad, I even think she wrote a book about being like a black single Christian or something. And then my dad came in because Christians want to marry, they want to marry other Christians.
Of course.
Like it's a whole thing.
Keep it in the family.
So it made so much
sense. Bloodline.
But it obviously didn't work out because they got divorced.
Right. When your stepmom gets divorced from your dad, does that woman now mean nothing to you?
She means nothing. I don't know where she is.
That could be true anytime anyone gets divorced.
But
it is just like some lady.
She came
it really was just like a thing that happened. Yeah, they didn't get married till I was like 17.
Okay, so you saw this happening.
And it's not like my dad, like all of a sudden my dad just started going to church. Like, because I think my dad also started, my dad is religious. He makes us at Christmas, he will bring out the songs, we got to sing them on Christmas.
Beautiful.
Eve, Christmas Day.
He brings out the songs to like the play hymns. On piano?
No, we all just sing them, and no one in my family has...
Acapella?
It's very awkward. No one can sing. We all have terrible voices.
Acapella.
So when I was a kid,
Pitch Perfect
when
listening.
I was a kid, my dad's siblings have the guitar. They're rhythmic and they can sing good or whatever. So there would be a whole Christmas production, right? But now we've all kind of gone our separate ways. I'm an adult, blah, blah. But my dad will come over to my mom's house. It's me, my mom, my half sister, my mom's boyfriend. Now my sister's boyfriend. My family is fucked, okay? But my dad will print out the words to like a very common Christian song, Christmas song.
I can't. Sure. Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Okay.
And then we all have to sit at the table and...
At the table.
At the dinner table.
Seated.
It's insane.
Look in each other's eyes. And
it's
sing
insane.
Silent Night at each
and my dad
other.
Will go on with the longest prayer you've ever heard. The longest
he
prayer.
He gets one a year. And you know, let him have it.
No, he'll take more than one because even though my mom has a new boyfriend who's also... very religious, very Christian. My mom's boyfriend really likes my dad. And so he will let my dad do the prayer, even if it's my mom's birthday. So my mom's,
gosh.
So that's awkward, right?
So now he's like the prayer guy in the family.
He's the prayer guy in the family. But so my mom's birthday was just in February. And my dad, my mom's original husband, was leading the prayer about how great my mom was. And her boyfriend just sat there
like
saying, praise
him
Jesus.
Up. It's like, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's weird.
And you don't carry on this tradition now?
No, this... What do you mean now? This just happened.
Oh,
that was February.
Happened. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. And last December, we sat around the table. We sang it with... to a YouTube track. It's not even like there's a real music. My dad will pull up the YouTube track to Silent Night and print out the words for us. And
you're
we
just
have to
making
sing
me
it.
Like your dad. That's all that's happening here.
You know what? Actually, he is very sweet. And he's a Christian.
Do you think he's free right now? Do you think we could call him?
You gonna call dad. On the horn? He's probably got a prayer to do right
he's
now.
He's got a prayer to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So the stepmom, ex-stepmother.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm going to run the singles ministry,
okay.
And then I get to hand pick these boys that are coming in the door.
I think that's what happened.
So smart.
It is really, like, if you're single and you're Christian.
Start a dating.
Obviously, you're going to be in the single, like, go to the, I mean, it just makes so much sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do you think I started this podcast, babe?
Oh, my God. It makes so much sense.
If you organize the event, you control the event.
Control the narrative.
You control the narrative. You control everyone's narratives.
So deep. That's so deep.
That's what it is. No one wants to be the person that's like, all right, everybody. But if you are,
right,
and you take the mantle up, what you get in terms of raw power is worth it.
Yeah.
Very
Oh, my God. You have an evil look in your eye right
not
now.
Not really. No.
You're power hungry.
It's all love. No, yeah. I'm not.
Something in
power
those cookies.
Can you imagine? Do you know how many times I've like contemplated microdosing the cookies?
Microdose.
I guess I shouldn't say how many times.
We're talking about mushroom cookies. Are you on shrooms right now?
No.
Are you on shrooms right now?
I would never do this.
How many fingers am I holding up? Do I look like Joe Biden?
11. Yeah, I'll accept the Medal of Freedom, Mr. President.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, Caroline's giving me a little guff because it's possible a week ago tonight I went to see our favorite blonde woman in America, yes. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And I might have had a little help from our friend Psycho Silly Ben and his mushrooms.
As you should have. Why the guff?
Well, and he was also doing devil's lettuce. I'm not giving guff. I'm just
marijuana?
Trying to understand, you know, what his headspace was when he was seeing Taylor Swift.
You were
Swift.
On pot he and was, shrooms?
He was soaring.
It was a cruel summer.
He was like,
no. And I was very normal around Laura Dern when I saw her. I did not
realize that everyone I know is a Swiftie. I don't even know a single. I just found out that she's got a song called Shake It Off because I was hanging out with my friend who's six, and that's
just
all I
found
know.
That out?
I don't know a single Taylor Swift song.
What?
And I couldn't even sing Shake It Off for you right now.
That's okay. That's
my mind goes fine. To what was that song in the 2000s? It's like Shake It Off.
Let's Shake It Off.
It either was like
Swift.
This. It was like a Cal gone commercial or like a cab on commission. It was like Shake It Off, like a cab on commission.
Oh, I wish I could help you, but at the same time, I really don't want to.
Kevin just gave me, he lost all respect for me. I've never seen someone lose all respect for me.
Like a cab on commission?
No, I'm pretty sure that was the wrong lyric. Like, you know, you just start singing the wrong lyric because you don't know what they're saying.
Are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure it's like a Cal gone commercial.
Yeah, it's Mariah Carey, Shake It Off.
Yeah, that's the only Shake It Off that I know. And
that's
and we don't even know if I know it.
Yeah, we're not sure if you know that. Because you said like a cab on commission.
Like a cab on commission. It, huh. Which I think is actually clever. Those lyrics. I thought it was clever.
It is clever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Like a cab on commission.
So I was shocked last week to find out that everyone is a Swiftie.
Like everyone's a secret millionaire.
Yeah, and everyone was like.
Everyone is a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
Jackie. This podcast is all going to be about
Even
Jackie.
Jackie
was at Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah.
And I sent her a voice note. I said, my bestie is a Swiftie.
Oh yeah,
and I think she felt the need
That's
to defend
a hard way
it because she
out.
Said, "She said I'm. It's just low key." Yeah, exactly. I found out on Instagram that my
that
bestie
sucks.
Is a Swiftie.
She should have told you herself.
Wow. Yeah, she should have.
She soft launched
you.
And
everybody
she did.
Else.
She tried to backpedal a little bit.
She's like, "I'm not really
she was
a
like,
fan."
It's
well,
hardcore.
Honey,
I just had this opportunity.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Even as she was making the bracelet, I didn't even realize that the bracelets were a thing. And I thought, I said, she's so bored on summer, she's just making bracelets. That's what I thought. I thought, my bestie is so bored,
she's
just making random bracelets.
If she's making the bracelets, that's a Swiftie.
So I sent her a DM and I said, will you set, can I have a bracelet? Like I was trying to help her out.
You can have one
of mine. And then I realized it's a whole thing. You wore bracelets?
Yeah.
So
everyone wore
bracelets.
I got a shitty one from Caroline.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so what did you buy yours on Amazon?
No, I got mine from a little girl. I stopped at the concert and said, can I... Oh,
that
here
is
he goes.
So, okay, listen,
watch
we won't talk about
oh
Dex's
my gosh,
issue
Dexter,
on mic.
No, he
all
saw a squirrel.
Here.
He saw a squirrel.
No, that was eye contact with me.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, he was
that,
looking past
are you going to try to tell me I don't know when someone's making eye contact?
People like this.
So.
So anyway,
wait a minute.
I got the bracelet from this little girl. I stopped her and said, can I please have one? I don't
That's
have any.
Adorable.
She gave me like seven of them.
Sure, Grandma.
And then we were done. I thought we were done. And then she was like, oh, take this one too. And she gave me one last one that had like brown beads on it, and I think she thought it was like an ugly, like not colorful bracelet.
Oh my
god! And then
god.
That's the one I gave to Kevin.
Oh my god!
And you're like, here you go.
But this girl, you. That girl sounds like a Christian because that was
it was
such
very
a,
Christian.
That was
yes.
a very Christian.
Way to bring it back.
Okay,
he's generosity.
No,
you're right.
Talk about the fear of God. You saw
scared.
The fear of God. I'm.
Oh,
he looks cute. He's ruthless.
He's. I'm
He's
scared
gonna be
of your dog now.
I'm sorry.
Kevin doesn't
but
understand
he did
his
come
true
over
nature.
Here.
Yeah, because he
like
loves
in a sweet
you.
Way.
Yeah.
Dex.
Interesting.
I know. No, listen. He's on Squirrel Patrol like a good Scientologist right
okay.
now. And it's fine. Everything's going to be fine. But we would love to know your history.
You guys.
With God.
With Chris
I'm actually
Yannity?
So excited to talk about this. Okay.
Okay, great.
I was like, when you sent me the rundown of how the podcast was going to be, and you're like, I need your, I was like, I don't even know, like, how do you even talk about this? Because this is how crazy my upbringing was.
Sure. Okay. Start from the beginning.
I'm going to start from the beginning. There's so many twists and turns here. It starts with me having a white mom and a black dad. You didn't think I was going to say that, did you?
Excellent.
Here's the thing.
Well, I read
I
your
we agreed not to talk about this stuff.
I know. I told them earlier that I did a podcast that made it all about race, and then here I am making it awkward about race. No, but black church is a whole thing.
Sure.
And white church is
whole
a
thing.
Whole thing. So I was raised between two very different
oh,
churches.
Oh, you were going to both
and
growing up?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And my experience... Okay, so... Okay. Okay. Again, you guys, I'm getting flustered.
There's
getting
so much coming to your mind right now. Yeah.
So I don't. Okay. Also, my mom's side of the family is Russian, so they're like Russian Orthodox. So
okay.
When I was like a young baby, I remember doing like Easter, like, and the dresses, and like more like Catholic-y.
So you're
type
not
stuff.
Doing like skinny jeans, strumming an acoustic guitar.
No.
CCM white church. This is like hardcore
Russian Easter.
Orthodox.
It's Orthodox Easter.
Russian Easter.
Yeah,
like
I just celebrated
like
Russian Easter
Billy
this
Idol
year.
Song.
And now we stopped calling it Russian Easter. Actually, we're calling it Orthodox Easter because Russians are.
Oh well, even in your family,
my whole family's
back on the homeland.
We're doing the right
the motherland,
thing.
That's right.
So okay, so when I was little, there was kind of the background of that was happening, right?
Okay.
But it wasn't until I got a little older, like 7 years old or something, that I started. I started going to black church with my black side of the family. And I must have gone when I was younger, but I just didn't remember it because my black grandma got mad at my white mom for not baptizing me. Because my black grandma was like, if you don't baptize her, she's going to go to hell. And even though my mom was raised Catholic, my mom was... What is it called when you're in the middle? My mom was secular enough at this point. That
purgatory?
She was a little Protestant as well. Yeah.
She was a little Protestant in purgatory. Yes, exactly. She was like, a pure, innocent child is not going to go to hell, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what...
Did you hear these conversations,
as a
kid? Oh, okay.
Because I think that they baptize you when you're like pretty young. But I just remember...
Sometimes.
Going to my mom and going like, why wasn't I baptized?
Yeah.
And honestly, looking back on it, maybe she should have lied to me. Maybe she should have just been like, maybe she shouldn't have been like, because your black grandma thought you were going to go to hell and I didn't agree with that.
That's one way to put it.
Everyone who listens to this podcast is going to be worried about me. Right?
Oh, no.
Because I feel like I sound pretty unhinged.
No, we're tracking.
Not really.
We're tracking.
Okay.
No, this is not in the unhinged tier.
You're doing great.
Okay, good.
So you have the first memory at 7 of going to this
black
whole
church.
Different church, and you were like, what?
And it started again with the drama. I want to make it very clear. My white mom and my black grandma did get along, but when you're growing up between two very different worlds, I had white Santa and I had black Santa. That's how I found out Santa wasn't real. I said, why would my mom
get your story straight?
Exactly. I said, how come when my mom takes me to sit on Santa's lap, he's white? When my grandparents take me, Santa's black. Like something is up here. So I go to black church and it starts with drama because my grandma was upset that my mom didn't pack the right church clothes for me, because when you're black and you go to church, honey, you
dress
are
up.
Showing up and you are showing out.
Yeah, that's like the Met Gala.
Oh, it's honey. Yes, it is the Met Gala. So, and who knows what my mom sent me with? It was little cut off shorts. You know, it was the acoustics. She was
poor
thinking
clothes.
White people.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
She was thinking white people church. Okay. She had no idea. So my grandma had to take me to Fedco. Fedco, which is like, I feel like it's like black people Kmart or something. Like it gave me like Kmart vibes.
Okay.
Okay. Buy me stockings. I would cry. I hated stockings, but you couldn't go to black church without stockings.
Right.
Okay.
And
stockings,
a dress?
Long skirt. The hat, the shoes, the all of it.
Wow.
So.
And what did you think of this?
I hated it was so hard for me to get over the stockings.
Yeah.
Like I just was like, I cannot believe I have to wear these stockings.
Yeah.
But I do remember the first time going, it was like, major culture shock. It was insane because the pastor starts dancing down the aisle. Like they're dancing. Have you guys been to black church? I need to know. Have you guys been?
Yes.
I don't know if I have.
Okay, honey, that's a no. If you,
yeah, you if would you, remember.
I'm racking my
You'll
brain
remember.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Listen, I can take you this Sunday to First AME, honey, right here in Inglewood.
That's it an is, episode.
That is the black.
Don't turn it into
church.
An episode.
Well, no, it's content.
Oh my God.
Consuming my culture.
Don't
for
take
content.
Him. Don't take him. You can take me.
No, you.
Or am I?
He's got a producer's brain.
Platforming.
Oh my
am
God.
I, am I lifting
Insane.
It up? And
no, black church does not need you to. Black church is lifted all the way up, honey.
So you're
black
looking at.
Church is.
Russian
the
Orthodox.
The spirit is moving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Russian Orthodox.
Couldn't be
black
more buttoned
church.
Up. And then now the pastor's
might
dancing
do a lot
down
for the.
I do want you to go to black church. I actually really
I
do.
I would go with you for real.
Love. Yeah. Well, I haven't stepped inside of a church in so long now.
What do you think would happen if you did?
Listen, I don't want to make the burnt up joke. No, actually, I would. I would.
Do you think you would have an emotional reaction? Like you might start crying or something?
I just replace the words like God, Jesus, whatever with like my higher power. And mm-hmm. I do feel like connected. I do think that there is something bigger. Like I can appreciate religion, even sure. though I don't identify as Christian. I can really appreciate it. Like one of my good friends is Christian mm-hmm. and she will be like, let me lay hands and pray on you or whatever. And she does. And I just, and I love it. Like everything she says still applies to me. Like yeah. she's like, God, Haley's walking through this fire, but let her come out unscorched. Woo. And as blah, blah, blah. You guys, I'm just remembering right now talking to you that I have a tattoo of a Bible verse. Ah. I literally forgot until
you forgot
right now.
About a tattoo that you have?
I have so many. I have a tattoo of a Bible verse in Russian.
Do you remember what it says?
Yes, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and... Wait, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and something... The will you
commission a cab.
Calgon commercial. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34:18, right?
That's right.
Beautiful.
100%.
I have that right tattooed.
Yeah.
In Russian.
It may not be written on your heart, but certainly written
on
your body.
It's written on my body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So that was happening, right? Then, then I don't remember like in middle school or whatever, like really talking about God or Jesus or whatever. Then I get it in my head that I want to go to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. I was like, I decided that I wanted to.
That's the place for me.
Do you remember what inspired it?
I think because I've always been really set on like achieving and like so I was like I wanted to go to an all girl Catholic high school because I didn't want boys to distract me from my studies.
Totally. Okay. And you're like, this is gonna be the best of the best. I'm gonna get laser focused.
Exactly.
And conquer this school.
So I left my school after seventh grade because I was like, if I want the all girl high school to accept me, I need to the Louisville High School, the Catholic school. I was like, I need to go to a Catholic school in eighth grade so I have a better chance of getting
it. So you were scheming. You were planning. You were figuring it out.
Organized in my religion. I was organized in my religion.
I love this.
So I went
But that's true too. And it would be so much harder to come like a little later in high school and everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, I was going to get in. But I didn't know anything about Catholicism. And I know Catholicism is different than Christianity. But anyway, I had to
barely.
Learn.
It's all the same.
I honestly feel like Eastern Orthodox is similar it's to Catholicism closer. In a lot of ways. No?
No, they definitely are. Because
they are? Okay, yeah.
Because my mom... Yeah, for sure. Because my mom also went to a Catholic high school.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like kind of making that face because I'm like, I don't know exactly what the differences are.
Right, like I'm sure there's theological differences and things like that. I guess I think of it in the sense of like the ritual and the, like the pomp and circumstance and a lot of those kind of things. And the traditions are really important and that like aligns in a lot of ways,
which
right?
Now I would actually really appreciate because I'm someone in my adult life, I'm always lighting... I do my little witchy rituals. Mm-hmm. I'm lighting the incense. I've
Your
got
rituals?
Candles. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's really good.
Have you never said that?
I
still have value on this podcast.
Wait, is that... Have you trademarked? Is that a thing?
Not yet. Wait, I got a little time before this episode comes out.
If you came out with a line of candles called rituals...
Uh-huh. But for sandwiches.
This has to exist.
Probably.
No, it doesn't. I'm...
There's like, no way.
Do you see my? Do you see me seeing you become a gazillionaire?
Wow!
From rituals.
I mean, you could all have an investor's stake on it, Sharks.
So,
right?
Shop Rituals has 2,000 followers already. They do crystals.
Oh,
unfortunately.
But do they do my kind of crystals?
They don't do sandwiches.
Billy. They don't do sandwiches.
There's an album so called Rituals.
There's a hole in the market there's is what we're saying.
It's like, it's low clicks at this point. Like, it's I feel like
clicks.
If you did it better, you'd win.
Do you say low
clicks? No, low clicks.
Ever since you were a kid, you want to be a Catholic school
I wanted
girl.
To be a Catholic school girl. So I went to Catholic school for 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. During this time, and I don't remember my parents really talking about religion with me again during this time. Mm-hmm. They're divorced. I'm kind of doing my own thing, you know. But I do remember specifically being like, I'm going to get a Christian fish on my class ring.
Hell yeah.
So cool. I did.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe it was the dove. There's a bird too, right?
There's Christian a dove, bird. Yeah, with the olive branch.
Okay, so I got that.
There's a dove and there's a fish. They do not talk. They do not.
Yeah, why do we need a dove and a fish?
Well, the dove is the Holy Spirit, and the fish is like, I go out and be fishers of men. And
no, it's like a Greek thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, the fish is a Greek thing?
Yeah, I'm going to totally fumble this, but something about like the name.
We're only
Jesus.
290 episodes into this podcast. We're like, I think the
Which,
fish
by the way,
is,
congrats.
Don't look it up. Yeah. But
that's so many episodes.
It's a low time.
I'm like really it. Happy for you guys. That's a lot.
We have fun.
Thank
we
you.
Like it. It's been good.
We have fun.
We have one.
We do
we're
have
not
fun.
Good, and we're not Christian, but we do yeah. have fun.
Yeah. I feel really bad that I said that.
No, that's okay.
It's open mind.
You should look up some more net mean ones during the break.
Yeah,
and we
just
kind of have an exercise.
I feel bad that I said it, but I only said it because we all know it's not true. And also, it was, to me, a little funny.
Yeah, sure. Oh, totally. And
they're punching up.
Have their haterade
down.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. It just felt very Christian.
Okay,
like
yeah.
It just felt like a very Christian review.
Oh,
some
sure
people
was.
Do think that they're going to get a Bible study when they
exactly.
come to the podcast, and I understand.
Because I was
shocked.
Worried. To me, it made me laugh actually. Oh, because when you invited me, once I realized, because Kevin was like, "Do you want to come be on my podcast?" and I said yes. I didn't know which podcast it was. I just said yes.
Yeah.
And then once I realized later, I was like, "Oh no, I don't want to make Christians upset." Right. So
too late. We've been doing it for 6 years.
I was like, I don't want to make.
They're all gone
upset.
Now.
So that review kind of gave it made me. It wasn't upset Christian, but it made mm-hmm. me LOL.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
said this will be fine.
Oh sure,
I think they're funny.
This will
yeah,
be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Okay. Okay. So high school, I'm in a Catholic school. I get either I think it was the dove spirit on my ring or whatever.
Sure. Gorgeous.
I'm dating a guy at this time, right? He's an atheist, and it was fine. He was also going to the Catholic, the boys' Catholic school, right? Mm-hmm. We met on the exchange day, and, you know, whatever. So he said, I broke up with him, you guys, because I was so into God at the time. He said, and he was an atheist, and he said he wanted to have sex with me on the pulpit.
On the pulpit.
That's what it's called,
the
right?
The altar.
The altar.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He said
pulpit's a little high and narrow for
what's
that.
What's a pulpit?
That's like where the pastor stands,
no,
like that little column.
So you wanted to
I'm like how are you?
No, I
where
think he wanted
sitting?
I think that's where he
but there's
he
the altar that's the big like long
okay,
table.
Yeah,
that makes more sense to me.
That's what he that's
But maybe
he
he's
said.
A freak. I don't know. Maybe he was into pulpit stuff.
Maybe
sure.
I was a
That's
virgin.
A whole Pornhub category now, I think.
I guess you could lay the pulpit down and then
honestly,
you could get
I would
with
do it.
It
now. I would do it now. In high school, I had
you
to
would
break
reclaim
up
it. Yeah. But when you heard that, you're like, okay, two strikes. One, you want to have sex, and two, you're gonna
But then also I met another guy. I met a Jewish guy actually. Actually, who
okay.
I liked more.
Oh, okay,
so
three
I dumped
strikes.
My bad Catholic. I dumped my bad Catholic boyfriend,
atheist, yeah,
raised Catholic boyfriend, to date the guy who was my became my high school sweetheart.
Was he lovely?
Is lovely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I remember.
Still
I
still follow on Instagram.
Oh,
lovely?
Yeah, we're buddies.
Oh, nice.
And I remember one of my Christian friends gave me shit about it because he was Jewish, and I was like, "Fuck you."
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
Yeah. Good for you.
So there's that. So anyway, so
I agree.
Pause on that. So you're going to Catholic school. Were you getting excited about Catholicism? Were you starting to be like, oh, faith is not really important to me? Or was it kind
yeah,
of like still
be,
just
and when was it
yet
not?
Another culture that you were kind of like growing into?
So yeah, I think I was just always trying to find my place because the girls that I went to Catholic school with were all raised Catholic. So they understood all the traditions and stuff. Like I was in mass having to learn what it like. I would be like, oh yeah, and peace be with you. Like
yeah,
I didn't
all the choreography.
All the choreography. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, it's full choreography. But that's what I was saying now is I feel like as someone who does my rituals in my house, I feel like if I could go back to Catholic church, I would have a whole new appreciation for it because I do like the incense and the fucking bells and all this stuff. And I was just in Rome and you walk into a basilica, you feel God. Like you feel God. I was just in Florence. I saw the fucking David.
Wow.
It gave me a whole new belief in God, honey.
Oh, well, wow. well, if it isn't fucking David here. And he's like, it's me.
But I hadn't felt God like that. Like, when I was in Rome, like, I was like, I feel God. Like, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you think that was? Just because of the history of the architecture? And
I, like, Yeah, and also, like, I do think that, like, to make art like that, you do have to be divinely inspired. Sure. Like, I looked at it, and I was like, a human couldn't have made that without an intervention from, like, some sort of third party.
And
like,
why couldn't you have read that podcast review of our show?
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Well, that's so cool, too, because, like, that's what they were built to do, was to have that effect on a human being, that when you saw it,
to inspire
even if you didn't
all.
Know it, all, even exactly. if you couldn't read the Bible, you could understand the awe of God, and it hit you like that. Like, it did what it was supposed to do.
It really did. And again, I'm not religious, and this just happened over the winter break, and I remember, like, my mom felt like, my mom back in the state, she's fine, but she fell and, like, got injured, and I, like, said a prayer for her, and I remember being like, she's gonna be okay. Because just being in that environment, I, like, lit a candle for my best friend who passed away, and it felt very beautiful, whether I believe in, like, the specifics of the Bible or whatever. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just having a level of faith. Okay, sure. So let's rewind, okay? Because I am really excited to tell you guys about my story. Okay.
Back it.
So I'm in Catholic school. Then this is when my dad meets the Black Christian stepmom. Uh-huh. And I also happen to move in with my dad at that time. So then my life became Black church, and I was way in over my head. I felt like I did not fit.
How do you mean?
Because I was also coming from a school that was predominantly white and Catholic. Mm-hmm. And so I go to Black Christian church, and I didn't have the same frame of references as the other people. I didn't have the same frame of references. I didn't talk like, I didn't dress like that, but I wanted so badly to, like, fit in with these people. So I, like, changed my whole appearance. Like, I went and I got cornrows. Like, it was fucked up, actually. Like, I was like, I'm gonna fit in with these Black Christian kids. And I gave myself, like, a Black Christian makeover.
Uh-huh. So even
then, I don't know that it worked.
Yeah. Did you make friends?
Not that I can remember.
Were the aunties nice to you at least? Were they welcoming?
They saw your dove ring. They're like, We know.
I'm sure it was very welcoming, and it was my own insecurities have colored this.
Maybe some churches are welcoming, but they're not actually welcoming.
Churches are always welcoming.
Always.
I think Black churches are always Black. I really am excited for you guys to go to a Black church. Like, it's such a beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
We'll talk about choreography too.
Talk about, I mean, and but you will get hungry. That's another thing I like. Fucking Black church goes on all
motherfucking
day.
They sail right past lunchtime.
Sure.
All day.
My only experience with that part of it was going to an Assemblies of God church that was very interracial and diverse. It was not predominantly white, but they would have 3.5-hour services where it's like, please let us leave.
Were they talking in tongues?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an Assembly of God.
It was
God
a lot
day.
Of...
So my dad said to me, because my dad knows that I'm like, I believe in the universe mm-hmm. and all this stuff. This was, again, just a few months ago. My dad said that he felt like he didn't do a good job like raising me. Like, my dad feels guilt that I'm not like Christian. Like, he was like, Haley, I've heard you say that like you think the universe or whatever. And he was like, when something good happens to you, it's not because of the universe. It's because me and your Aunt Retta are praying for you.
Oh, man. Taking cred.
That's quite a pass interference from all of the universe has to offer. It's like, actually, it was me and your aunt.
Funneled this down to them.
Everything I'm saying right now is making me go, I think I shouldn't do podcasts anymore. Like, everything I need to just stop talking to people.
I think that's so sweet.
Laughing hard because he agrees. This is the thing. I live alone.
This is what we want.
I live alone. When do I talk to people?
The so
I
come heard out, it all.
My conversations are being recorded. It's
and
not
the
a good
universe book. Did what? You know, all the cats are like whatever.
I get that what your dad is saying too, and I feel like our parents have a similar thing. And it was like that generation was like you as a parent. Literally your one job. You have one job if you have kids, and that's to make sure they're freaking Christians. And make sure they're Christians like the way we're Christians.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like that's the thing that happens sometimes when you're like, no, like we're good. And like, it helped me. It raised me this way. They're like, doesn't matter. Like, yeah. If you don't like Jesus, didn't matter. I fucked up. You know, I failed you or whatever. And it can be hard for them, I think, to sometimes understand that there's other ways that it benefited. Mm-hmm. You know,
of course, because imagine like that's we're their children. They want the best for us. And they think that like we have, you know, fire and brimstone ending.
Well, exactly. And if you're right.
Yeah. And if they won't see you in they won't see you in heaven or something. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the whole thing is if their whole thing, if you pull the thread on it, then it. For them, it could be a true crisis of, well, I guess I was stupid for doing that. So instead, they triple down. I'm like, no, you're dumb.
But listen, it's like whatever helps you get up at the end of the day. Like what help? Like life is not
get
easy.
Up at the end of the day. Get what is, man, you have a different schedule than most people. Whatever helps you get up at the end of the day.
I live alone doing my rituals.
The cats are like, it's 1 a.m. Get up.
Okay, wait. I do want to say. My mom, I have a lot of crystals and stuff, and I'm like into crystal energy and all that shit, you know. My mom, I recently got her into crystals, and she was worried about it because she was like, is this like anti-Christian or whatever? Like, you know, is this bad? And so she went to the crystal store and actually had a whole conversation with this girl, and then proceeded to have one with my dad and me about like how God, like, okay, well, if you believe in God, God made the earth, God created crystals.
Oh,
so now my mom sees them as like an
Jesus
extension of like her beliefs. Jesus crystal.
That's really right interesting. There. She talked to the crystal shop person and your dad and his wife, you said?
And no, remember his wife is out of the picture.
Oh, yeah. She's dead to us.
She's a nothing
she's
person.
Dead to us. She was there a couple so years. A couple years during Black Church. Did you
disappear? No. But that's so cool. And she came to like, that was her realization after all those conversations. Like, this works. I like it. Yeah. And also, yeah.
I don't think my dad agrees.
Oh, okay. He was not like on board with this definition.
No. And okay. And one of the last times he came over, I did try. I have this spray, the sage spray. And I did try to like, I just walked in the room and I just sprayed him with it.
Like, whoops.
Yeah. And he wasn't super happy with it. But what's the difference between, again, it's like, what's the difference between me saging my house and then the incense that they use in mass? It's the same.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Isn't it crazy how every culture has their own? Like, it's really crazy. I'm just immediately right back to long Black Church days.
Yeah. In what way?
Just being so hungry and being like, I really need this to be over. Like, that really was traumatic for me. You're a kid, you have your itchy stockings on and church won't end.
Oof, you think they would like make up for it with like heavy communion? So it's like communion today is burgers.
Chili.
Yeah, or chili.
But there would be really good food after. Because yeah. you would go back, you know, like my grandma would, like, there are always good food after church. Mm-hmm. Always good food.
Yeah, we went to Chili's afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys went to Chili's?
Yeah. In Dallas.
This is honestly making me miss church. I never thought I would miss church. Again, I haven't even thought about church.
We're going to go next weekend, get a few episodes out of it. We'll wear little hidden mics. And
to Black Church? Are you
There's nothing problematic about me recording people without their consent in a community I'm not a
it's
part
legal
of.
It's California. Yeah.
Podcast-wise, no. They did just pass that law.
Oh, yeah.
The Rogan Act.
You can't record people without their consent. It's illegal.
It is illegal.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor. I think it's only a misdemeanor.
Did you say Mrs. Demeanor?
No. I said it's only a misdemeanor.
Oh my God. I said misdemeanor.
Mr. Demeanor?
Oh my God.
Kevin, you're on one tonight. You are on mushrooms.
Okay, Kevin's coming for me.
I'm not.
Kevin's coming for me. Either I'm unhinged or you're unhinged. No, it's me.
No, I am a little unhinged. I'm sorry.
No, I'm unhinged. I'm saying too much.
No, not at all.
I'm not? Okay.
Does it feel like oversharing?
But I have no... basis for the listeners don't know that I just had surgery, and so I've been very isolated this year. So I don't know if I'm being normal or not.
You're coming out of your cage and you're doing just fine.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
We're good.
Okay, I'm loving
good.
It.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm just really have you guys had other people on the show who've talked about Black Church?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. One time I went to a church. I can't remember if this was first AME or not, but the pastor actually came from the ceiling. Like, I'm talking on hydraulic, like on...
Like Lady Gaga, Super
like,
Bowl.
Come down from the... Because the church
He's sang the national anthem and dove into the church.
A stadium. But I'm really
That's
serious.
That's crazy.
Like, flew in. What are those things called? Like the harness on your back that connects you to the ceiling.
The wires.
Flew in.
What the
It's a spectacle in a scene, and I love it.
Wow. Gorgeous.
Yeah, really beautiful.
And you don't want us to do an episode about this, Caroline?
I think you guys should go to Black Church. Does it count if I, will you feel okay with it if I give you approval? I don't think you should record the people, but I do think you should go to Black Church.
No,
we're not going to record.
Kevin, I'm Kevin's fully kidding.
But you should go to Black Church.
No. I'm just saying the KTP bump might do wonders.
My God. For yeah, Kevin thinks he can help the church out.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. So you're going to this church now. You have a new look. You know, new me.
I have a new look.
And then
what happened? The dove is in the trash can.
The dove is done. What happened like post high school, and like where did you go after this journey with your faith?
So then I was like, I'm an atheist. I don't know how I made such a heart. Okay, because also during that time, like, listen, I've always explored so many things. And again, because I am mixed race, I've never... And I grew up with literally no one who looked like me. The world, growing up in the San Fernando Valley, and my world was very like white and black, and I didn't exist. I didn't know where I belonged to any of this. So there were times when I was like, I'm Wiccan. Like, I didn't even know what that meant, but I would be like, I'm Wiccan. I'm this. It was me who was like, I'm going to go to this Catholic church. I became a Christian at a point when like my mom wasn't really expressing her Christianism. So somehow after this, Christianism.
Yeah. Is that a word? I wasn't going to call you on that.
Is that a word though?
Yeah, sure. What
is it? Christianity.
A Christian expression, that could be a Christianism.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all on the table.
Roll with it.
Oh my God. Okay. So then somehow I became atheist.
Someone's going to ask for a copy of this episode after we're done recording.
This will be the Haley edit.
Good Christian fun, Haley's version.
Oh my God.
You're doing great.
You were looking for identity.
I was looking for identity. Somehow along the lines, I became atheist. Mm-hmm. I think because I also thought like, this makes me like smart, edgy, and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
You know?
It's hella cool.
Are you an atheist? You're not an atheist. But like being an atheist feels cool.
Yeah. Intellectual.
It feels like philosophical punk rock or something.
Yeah.
It feels
those are
metal.
Two words you think of when you think of me. Mm-hmm. Three words. Philosophical, punk rock,
and also
metal.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a dark emo edge. We've talked about this.
Oh sure. Yeah.
So like, yeah. So then I became, then I was atheist.
Wow.
And then now.
Where you at now?
Spiritual, emotional maturity, I have just believed I believe in a higher power. To me, my higher power is nature. Like when I look at a tree's beautiful flower, whatever, I'm like, God is all around me, and I don't feel the need to identify what God is. I don't like the stories in the Bible. I'm like, okay, that's great. Like, but to me, it's just this idea of like a oneness and love. And that's why when my friends who are Christian pray for me for things that are so specific, it doesn't matter to me the lingo, because I'm like, it's all just love. And when we don't know what's up from down, we don't know what's real or right. Like there's fucking aliens here. There's AI, like shit is so crazy. So all I know is that to me, the most important thing in the world is love. And you can call that whatever you want, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Call it whatever you want.
We do need to talk about the aliens at some point on this podcast.
Second service.
Yeah, that's the second service.
That's the second service.
We'll
hit second service.
After our special series on the churches of LA. I'm curious what you found to be like a home base in terms of identity too. And maybe it has nothing to do with religion and whatnot, but if it feels like you were torn between a multitude of cultures and kind of communities, if you ever found like, oh, I'm finally feel rooted in this, or if you had to let go of that in a way where it's like, no, I guess I'm a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
If it ever happened.
So when you're young, like you just want to belong. You just want to, and also being a little girl and not looking like your mom is so hard. Like my mom is I'm a 5'9" curvy black woman with a giant hair. Like my mom is a tiny 5'2", 90-pound white Russian woman with like piercing green eyes. So it was really, really hard for me to like not look like her, and she didn't know how to do my hair and all of that. So finally I just realized, and then I think this stuff about fit, like when I felt like I wouldn't fit in at, or wasn't fitting in at Black Church, I think, like I said, a lot of that was just like my own insecurities, and just like I felt like a sore thumb. It wasn't because of how other people were treating me. Although Yeah, it, obviously, like being having a white mom, like people knew, you know what I mean? So anyway, I just decided one day I was like, I'm just me. I don't fit into, I just am who I am. And then as I, like the older I get, and especially being in Los Angeles, you just meet so many cool different people who are all offbeat in different ways. And I realized like, I don't have to identify with anything. Like I don't identify with like a sports team. I don't identify. I'm just very much like I am who I am. And then I also realized as I kind of got older and broke out of, you know, trying to define who I was, that these things that they say, like if you're white, this is the kind of music you listen to. These are the kind of sports you're into. If you're black, these are the songs you listen to. Like all of that is just made up. Like none of it is real. Black people will listen to any, we like all music. Not everyone, my cousin is almost 7 feet tall and everyone is like, oh, you're a basketball player. And he's like, I'm a chef. Like there, you can just kind of be whatever you want. Every single person on this planet. So I just was like, oh yeah, I'm me. I don't know. I'm just a weirdo. Just I'm who I am, you know?
Beautiful.
You belong to the weirdo community.
I belong to the weirdo community.
I love talking to people like you who have gone through so many different experiences and been through or just been a part of many churches even. And as opposed to maybe us who grew up kind of locked into kind of one thing for most of our childhood that then we have to grapple with the rest of our lives, you know, and right. figure out what am I in antithesis to this or with it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I find that people like you who grew up with all these different contexts and saw often how each one of their truths would maybe even contradict each other.
Right.
But they were dead set and so sure it was true. But you are like, literally, there's two Santas. So like one of you is yeah. wrong one or of both of you are wrong. And I love that because I feel like you arrive faster at the core of it, which is what you said, that like there is, it's easier, I think, sometimes for you to discover the truth because right. you're able to coalesce all these experiences and find the common ground and the best parts of it, which is love and is care and people praying for you because they care about you and not because like they expect you to be a Christian at the end of it or right. whatever. And it's fantastic, you know, and I know it's not easy yeah. and it's not maybe what you would have wanted, but it's sometimes a bit of a shortcut to like the things that we all have to realize mm-hmm. in adulthood eventually.
That's such a beautiful way of looking at it. I like that. Yeah, I do feel very like I just am who I am. There's like a level of like just radical acceptance with everything. But that doesn't mean that I'm not like I am still super, you know, neurotic and all this. But I am like this is just who I am. And I feel proud of the person that I am. And maybe it is because I really had to find my own way in all of it. Because especially being mixed too, like your parents can't help you in that way. Like my dad has six yeah. brothers and sisters and was raised in a black neighborhood. Like he has no idea what it was like for me to be mixed, you know, like a little black girl being raised in white schools and white communities for the most part. Mm-hmm. And my mom didn't know. So
yeah
bravo.
It's a gift.
Black and white Christian baby, it's a gift.
Yeah,
I will say my Christian friend who prays for me, she uh-huh. does always add, and Jesus, please let Haley find a good Christian man. And I never know what to say during that point because that's the one part that I can't like switch out. Like, you know what I mean? Like the You're other like, stuff, I'm like walking through the fire, protecting me, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. But then when she says a good Christian, that's when I always go, well.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a good man, you know, like yeah. we'll take that. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe his name is Christian.
I go, God, not that part.
The denomination.
Yeah.
Gracious. Can you imagine? What if I do end up with someone named Christian?
That'd be so cool.
That would be some good Christian fun. Her prayers would have worked.
She's a powerful prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer? I'm just making up words now.
The Bible
Yeah,
verse.
No. Part of the Christianism life is being a powerful prayer. And I think that's true. Let's take a quick break okay. and we'll be right back with more good Christianism fun.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time.
The worst!
Living my life with conscience and conviction.
Did you guys grow up with these songs? Like, you grew up with that song?
No, I've just been doing this show so long.
That's the wait, is that a song written just for this podcast?
No, I wish it was. No, that's a real song from like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's called Dancing with the Dinosaur, obviously.
And it's about being Christian?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys grew up with it?
No. I mean, she didn't. I did more.
Yeah.
We both grew up evangelical Christian. We really should have said this before.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, evangelical Christians.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing.
That was our flavor.
That's a whole thing.
No, that's pretty chill.
Short church. No, it was cool.
That wasn't a whole thing.
But the good thing about that
that's
is
a 296 episode it doesn't, podcast thing.
God, there's more.
There's no effect that it has on your life. The rest of it. Even long after you
unscathed.
Leave. It's fine.
It's actually good.
So you were raised actually viscerally scared of the devil.
Oh yeah, more
like
so Caroline
terrified
than me.
Of the devil.
But yes,
totally, and actually more demons.
Like children, demons. Yep, yeah.
Demons
okay.
were coming for mm-hmm. me.
Yeah, demon. Wow. So
they
I had
knew
it
my
light.
Name.
I had it like me just being at black church, going. I feel. I don't feel like.
Yeah,
I
I'm sorry
here.
About your tights.
Is
I didn't sleep for 4 years.
Yeah. Oh. Meanwhile, Caroline's oh waiting for Pazuzu to come
shaking.
Snatch her in the night.
Oh my god, that's
so funny. Yeah. Wow. Evangelical Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
There's
do you respect us
it.
More now?
Yeah,
I have,
you know,
a
we have a
layer
life.
Of empathy. Like, I feel like I feel empathetic a little
you
bit.
You feel sorry
and
for
I
us.
Also, I get it because I was in a long-term relationship with someone who was raised evangelical
okay.
Christian.
Yeah, close.
So
but it probably had
close.
No effect on the relationship at all. It probably right. had none. There was nothing to untangle. Like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing? None of that happened.
Yeah, none.
But today we're talking about two songs from 1977, a great year for cinema.
Did you
Star
choose
Wars
the 70s because I'm like, I love the 70s?
Yeah, that's why I chose it. And I knew that, and that's why I wanted to do it.
I give
as a
off
to,
70s.
I think sometimes, maybe. Some of your fashion, certainly.
Yeah, and I'm a lot of the mute, like I don't know Taylor Swift songs, but like my Instagram stories, so it had nothing to do with me. It had just had nothing to do with me. You just happened to choose a song from the 70s.
I just happened to choose songs from the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're in your pocket.
What was meant to be.
But you know 70s stuff really well.
Well, I won't say really well.
Okay.
But I You're know the 70s.
Okay, yes.
What is your
I'm
music palette? Like, what's your take?
I do listen to, like, a lot of music from, like, the 70s.
Like, what
like,
bands?
Like, I love what's, soul. I love funk. Like, mm-hmm. Rich, like, okay, this is not soul, but, like, Richie Havens is, like, one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. I don't know Taylor Swift, but I do listen to
We know you don't know Taylor Swift,
I
but
don't
who
know
do
Taylor
you
Taylor Swift.
I'm going to put that in the parenthetical for the
Taylor
guest
Swift
I don't think, by the way, I don't think that I'm cool because I don't know Taylor Swift.
I know.
Because, you know, people who think that they don't know, like, pop culture things
it's
are
like
very
I don't
cool.
even own a TV. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, right. I'm not, yeah, I'm not like, I don't own an iPhone. I only own a flip phone, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although, musically, that is kind of like owning a flip phone. Do you know what she looks like? She's blonde.
She's very beautiful.
She's got pretty eyes. Caroline called her the most beautiful woman who ever lived last week.
Yeah, oh, wow. That concert really did a number on me. So.
Okay, but this
it
is kind
of fucked her up.
I guess I'm surprised that so many of my friends like Taylor Swift, because isn't that the whole thing with Taylor Swift that she doesn't stand up for anything?
Right. Well, but now she's into gay rights.
No, she was sitting down and now she's standing up. Act one of the career was her sitting down with her guitar. Yeah,
I guess I was just so surprised that so many of my liberal, like very outspoken friends liked her. Because I don't know enough, so I'm not talking shit about her. But my understanding was always like, Taylor toes the line.
Well, you're totally right.
She got reverse chicked though. So the chicks famously, when they spoke out against the Iraq war, kind of fumbled their career in a big way because of all their racist country fans. And then the opposite was happening with Taylor, where it was like, why didn't you campaign for Hillary in 2016? The fan base started getting pissed off at her not doing those things. Then cut to mid-pandemic, she's tweeting out, hey, Nashville, take down this Confederate statue. This is fucked up.
Okay.
Hey, I don't like President Trump. Like,
but her last boyfriend was racist, right? I do know that.
According to some. Mm-hmm. Sure.
He said some shit about Ice Spice.
Her political record is terrible.
Okay.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And it's so... No, you're totally right. Like, she has, like, skirted so many things and, like, been very milquetoast about a lot of stuff. And then she'll speak up for just the strangest things. Like, they're not wrong, but they're just so out of left field. And then not speak on it at all anymore.
Okay.
Like, even when Roe v. Wade fell, like, she didn't say anything, even though she was like, I'm a woman rights woman now.
And I
love this. And
did something bad.
No one's nice to me because I'm a woman. You know, like, she's very all over the place and she centers herself quite a bit in, like, whatever she does. So you're right.
Okay.
That said, the music is so good.
The music is good.
It's good.
She's not Joan Baez.
No, you're right. She's not the fucking folk singer on the front lines at the rallies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But she's got this really adamant fan base, right? Like, they're scary.
Insane.
That's what I've heard. People are like scared of her fans because if you say something about her,
they'll
come for you. Mm-hmm. Like the Beehive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Beehive. Like
so
the
Barbs. I haven't said anything now that the Swifties are going to come after me.
No,
I'm just more
so.
Curious.
Yeah. You're Tay curious. That's okay. You're here. You're accepted. You're loved. You're not going to get doxxed. I promise. And it is a church.
It is a church. Yeah.
These songs, we wanted to pick some fresh little tunes from 1997, a wonderful year for cinema.
1977.
Did I say 1997?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From 1977, a wonderful year for cinema. Star Wars came out. Annie Hall came out.
You're doing this again.
Wait, ChatGPT, what else came out in 1977? Wait, should we start with probably the Sweet Comfort Band, a band we have not talked about on the show.
Didn't know them.
So we're pitting these two songs against each other, Haley. What we're going to do, we've listened to them. We're going to listen to a little sample in the room right now. And then we're going to talk about them, their merits, their demerits. And we're going to decide which is the best or the worst Christian song of all time, 1977 edition.
Oh my God, I love this.
Starting with It's So Fine, parentheses, Soul Tune Boogie. Caroline, do you want to hit the post on this?
I'm going to be looking up the lyrics while
smart move
this is going, so you can hit the post on this one.
All right, well, coming at you at the top of the hour, this is the Sweet Comfort Band, It's So Fine, Soul Tune Boogie. Hope you're doing a nice little boogie down the 405 in your car. They get into Prince like,
hi.
Oh. Anyway, it's so, fine. You've heard of More Than a Feeling. This is More Than Just a Feeling.
To
by
me,
the Sweet Comfort Band.
I had to interrupt. I'm sorry. I'm coming in.
Off.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, good. We can answer all of them.
Does this song seem overtly Christian to you? Like, what makes this song Christian? To me, I don't understand.
Secret Christian.
It's
messages.
A little covert Christian.
It's mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not over. It's covert. Because I'm going.
Overt,
am I missing?
It's
yeah. Okay. Because I'm going. Am I missing something? To me, I would just hear this song and go, "This is just such a fun song from the 70s."
Well, if you were not Christian, what do you think they're singing about? What are the lyrics telling
it's
you?
So
you think it's about having a good time?
What do you need?
Just rocking out, feeling
that you're
funky
turning
and fresh.
Down.
More than just a feeling.
What's happening?
Oh. Are you FaceTiming someone right now?
Yeah, I'm just doing a quick
what the
call.
What are you doing?
Genius site. To me,
it would be like this just great feeling in your soul. Never put your faith in. Yeah, live for today. Never put your. You never make it today without hope. You shouldn't be living. Hate to see you have it your way more than. I would just say. What did I think it was about? I would say it was about like a good feeling that really hit your soul so good that it became about more than just a feeling. Which to me, I could say
right.
People would say that's Jesus.
And what's
but,
the best
but that
feeling
doesn't have to be
universe.
Jesus.
Doesn't
to
it,
me,
though?
It's
so you know.
So
that,
people think.
But why
Jesus
would someone be resistant to a
feeling.
Good feeling?
Hold on. We're okay. You oh, because the first lyric is you refuse. So this is overt. The first lyrics you refuse mm-hmm. to believe that you need company in your heart. So they're coming for atheists.
They're like, we have a good feeling, and you're not taking it.
Right.
You need to take our good feeling.
You think
all
you
I
don't
want
need
you
it. And I think that...
Oh my God, wait. These lyrics are hitting different
mm-hmm.
when I'm looking at them. mm-hmm. I don't like this song because it's reminding me of the people that fucking come knock at my on my door in my house. And they're like... And they're like, you need Jesus in your like it's so aggressive.
It's very condescending.
Like Christians are really adamant. They want everybody to be Christian.
They're salespeople.
And so that's what's happening in this song.
Yeah, a little bit.
I got lost in the boogie.
Yeah, the boogie.
I got lost
you.
In the boogie.
That's
it tricks
the
you.
Whole premise yeah. of CCM. They're counting on you getting lost in the boogie.
Wait, what's CCM again?
Contemporary Christian music. Which is different from hymns. Contemporary Christian music would be
yeah.
Christian music that was marketed and charted and had radio play in the last 50, 60 years.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So this
from
is
like the 60s, 70s on. This is
it
CCM.
Worked on me.
Yeah.
I got lost in the boogie.
You sure yeah. did. But it's like those.
And now you're a Christian.
You know those painting
oh, shit,
of vases?
That made it again.
Those
let
vases,
me text my dad.
If you will, of like you see two faces, but it's actually a negative space.
Yeah.
But you see the vase. That's kind of what this song is. So it's describing all the things that it's not. Or like what you need or what you're lacking and et cetera and so on. And it's painting a picture of Christ. That's what it is.
It's so funny because like you're pointing out the very problem with a lot of CCM, which is like, yeah, if you don't know what to look for, like you're not going to be like, I need
Christian.
To accept Jesus Christ into my heart tonight. I guess maybe they're counting on the fact that like you'd hear it on the radio and you'd be like, I like this band. I'm going to go see them in concert.
Right.
And then in concert, they're going to close the deal with you.
That's it. And that's
like,
a huge bet because right? going from the radio to a concert, that's
right.
a
it's
big
like, that's
leap
a long
there.
Road.
A lot has
oh, yeah.
to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like they need to do it faster.
I just left going... More than just a feeling. Like,
right, right,
like
right.
just more than just a feeling. It's you know, so like fun. That's fun.
But yeah. 7 days from now, you're going to be like, I know what that feeling is now. I know.
You're going to be like.
You're going to get up at the end of the day and you're going to put on your little shoes at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Getting up.
When I start my day for my rituals.
And you're right. going to say to yourself, you're like, I don't know why I think this, but homosexuals are going to hell. And you're like, hit that song.
It's so fun.
It got,
more
it gets
than just
in.
To feel it.
Yeah, because if we take a closer look, it's all about like you want to live your life a certain way and you want to basically, this is the 70s, so it's like you probably want to do drugs. You want to probably have sex and stuff. You probably want to like go be gay.
Right.
But I'm telling you.
I want to go be gay tonight.
and like, no.
This lyric feels aggressive. It says, no amount of money is going to show you how to live to be free. Like that's... Like judgy, like
yeah, but that like, also sounds universal at first. You know, everyone agrees, like, oh, yeah, money
like
doesn't
money
buy
can't
happiness
buy you
better, or whatever.
Boom,
boom, boom,
boom.
Yes,
right.
But they're talking about like a very particular pathway to this freedom and to
sure.
this like joy feeling that they're talking about. And I think you maybe won't notice it until that last verse that was like, "You're afraid that my way of life is going to cramp your style."
Yeah,
because for a lot of people, they're like, "Yeah, Christianity is great. It's really cool, but like, I have other stuff I want to do." like being gay. And they're like,
I got a gay agenda. I need to check some items off of.
This is Calgon commercial cab on commission for me all over again, because I listened to the song when you sent it to me no less than 8 times again, because I did get caught up in the boogie. I literally never heard them say, you're afraid that my way of life is going to cramp your style. And that I'm reading the lyrics right now.
You're like, damn.
It went over it all. I don't understand music.
And this was a social experiment. She took the bait. She got lost in the sauce.
I said, this isn't overly Christian. I love this song. It says, right, you're afraid that my way of life is going to cramp your style. Like, that's rude.
It is rude.
And it's capital the way. I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father.
I never understand, like, this kind of tack to take with non-believers, Christian people, or like, I said non-believers, like, that's what I like think they are.
It's like when I say adultery and still saying infidelity.
Still in there. But like, people who aren't Christian, this is such a weird tactic to take with them and be like, ooh, you like my life, don't you? Like, well, you're too scared to live it, you know? Or like, it's very rude. It's like, it doesn't actually see your your issues with Christianity as like valid reasons, things that it's more of like, you're just a coward, or you're like, no, don't work hard the way I do to like live my life better, or something like that.
But I also feel like the lyric, like, more than just a feeling, it's very catchy, it's very fun. But yeah, if you're trying to indoctrinate me, right, I need a more, like, I'm not becoming Christian because of more than just a feeling. I need it to be as catchy, but I need it to say something.
The thing, Haley, is Sweet Comfort Band is playing the long game here.
Okay.
They're not going to show all their cards on the first song.
Okay. This song popular?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's one of their most streamed songs on Spotify.
But one of their most.
It charted. Yeah. It was on the local Christian radio charts.
So did you know this song, or did you Google like popular Christian songs from the 70s?
I was just looking up songs from the 70s. I thought this would be fun.
And again, not for me. Not because you were like.
Well, I'd like to think there was an unspoken connection, an implication, more than just a feeling.
Okay.
That you would enjoy this.
The universe.
Yes, and it was the universe. And I do celebrate that.
The music is so good, though.
Oh, sure.
The music in this is so good.
It's a little Kansas, a little Steely Dan.
And like, soul tune boogie.
Yeah.
Like, I went into it wanting to like it. I said, give three things, soul tune boogie.
Yeah.
I love all three of those.
But
words.
I think they're talking about a different kind of soul than the genre of music.
Oh, no.
I think so.
Oh, my.
Tuning your
God, soul.
Yeah.
It's a soul tune.
Yeah. Do you want to tune your soul? We'll boogie to this.
I hate this song.
You feel? Oh, she feels betrayed. Whoa. She feels.
I feel betrayed.
She feels
trapped. Because I heard soul. Of course, I thought soul music.
Of course.
That's what they trick you into thinking.
It's so interesting.
But it's to save my soul.
Yes.
This is the first song in the album, too.
That's right.
And then the next songs, because I'm looking at the track list, are like
Ryan's Prayer. Or
yeah.
Something.
His name is Whisper.
Childish
God's
things.
Got a plan.
Let it go. Wait, they wrote Let It Go?
I know, Let It Go. So this is the intro. It is totally just to suck you in. Like, listen to this fun boogie music.
God's Got a Plan, Get Ready. When I Was Alone, the Haley Marie Norman story of the last few weeks.
What? Oh! Sorry, I was lost in Sweet Comfort. When I was alone, the Haley Marie Norman story.
Yeah.
That's actually so sad because it's so true.
You're going to listen to that. That's, it's going to really resonate.
Sad. Might be a great song.
Now, the other song that we...
I should have become Christian during my time being ill.
And then deconverted before you went out. Like, go through the whole arc before you get back into the world.
I do pray every day. I do start my day with a prayer. I say, God help me. And I'm not joking. I say, God help me. That's
there you go.
Prayer.
That fantastic. Could be like...
Some days I say, God surprise me.
That feels like someone made you mad. Like, God help me.
It's the pause. Like the Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
It's God help me.
Here they are. God help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another song
for my higher
by a gentleman named Keith Green.
Okay.
Now, Caroline, do you want to hit the post for this song?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. This is You Put This Love in My Heart. Perhaps a little more explicit in nature than the previous song.
Coming at you from the top of the hour, Taylor Swift's back in town. Not for Haley. Haley's not going. I'm going. Kevin's going. Your mom's going. Not Haley, though. Haley says... I found it hard to believe. That's it.
That's what Haley says. I find it hard to believe.
I tried but could not refuse. You gave me always find me out. You put this love in my heart.
Heart attack, 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 attack. He sounds like Billy Joel to me.
Because when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt. I just have to believe. Cause you're follower, proving all of your love. Well, I know the loneliness I had before.
Does he have a little Broadway in him, maybe? A little showmanship. A little Elton.
Oh, not, yes, absolutely.
And Billy. You know, and two piano-based rock
people. Does he remind you of anybody else? I want the list.
What?
I don't know why I'm picking on you about that.
Wait, hang on.
He does sound like Elton. You're right.
Yeah, I'm right.
You're right.
I thought you were going to say Hugh Jackman, the greatest showman.
Greatest showman.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to ask, did you, because you're so musically, you make music. You're so good at playing music.
I make good music. We make music.
Did
on
you
this
learn that
sometimes.
In your church and from being in church?
No.
Because the two go together.
Flavor. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you didn't learn in church.
No.
That's what I was trying to ask you. Okay.
No, I came to Keith Green much later. Yes.
A lot of people who grew up in church are now great musicians. You learn.
Sure. Okay. Oh, yeah. Our friend Sam, he played saxophone every Sunday in church and then went to school for it.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
He's phenomenal.
Totally.
Keith Green, Jesus music forerunner in the 70s, passed away very tragically and very young at the age of 28 years old.
How did he die?
He died in a very horrific helicopter crash, which is very sad. I thought it was a helicopter.
I think it was a plane.
Are you
I
sure?
I was just reading this today.
Oh.
Or else I wouldn't be so sure.
Oh, I thought it was a... Oh.
Yeah, it was a little private plane.
Oh, okay.
I know.
No.
So sad.
Those private planes are terrifying.
I'll say planes and helicopters, equally sad. So no matter the...
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's not like I'll have an opportunity, but I remember my mom has ingrained in me, never go on a private plane.
I know.
So many celebrities and famous people and all kinds of people have passed.
And I sometimes I have that conundrum of the future in my head. I go,
you're like,
I really do.
You
I go,
have that conundrum was,
I go,
of
I'm
the
gonna,
future.
Like I'm going to be so
what if
famous.
Kim Ayer.
What am
is
I going to do? No, I do think about this. I do. Okay, I actually do think about that.
Fly commercial.
I had never watched the Kardashians until I was recovering from my surgery.
Oh, we can
True.
Talk about that.
And so Kim Ayer has only been on my
Cashmere
radar for
seats.
The. And
you'd,
I go,
and
would I take a ride?
No.
This is what
no.
I was at home doing recovering from surgery.
Well, these are
I
the questions.
Think I would
oh,
say
we all
yes.
have to be
I think
ready.
I would risk my life. For,
yeah.
We have
you'd
to
say
be
yes?
ready.
I think,
no.
Listen.
Well,
if
they
I'm,
are bigger.
They're bigger. They are bigger.
Bigger
they're,
is better.
The one pilot they had seems. There was an episode where they were supposed to go to Las Vegas for. Oh, talk about Christians also. I didn't realize the Kardashians
praying.
Are so Christian.
It's like new kind. Well,
it's
they've
new.
Always been. They had a church for a while they were all going to.
Oh, they had a church they were going
but
to.
But like.
They're Christians the way Taylor Swift doesn't like the Confederate statues.
So it's no,
like.
They oh, pray on the show. I mean,
oh,
I only just
they
started
play,
watching
They pray
it.
Aggressively. But it's like also very contradictory to like.
Everything their whole else lifestyle. They do. Everything else they do.
Everything else they do.
Anyway, I don't know. One day I'm going to
no,
really just be
go.
So rich and famous. I'm going to need a private
you.
Plane.
We can't lose you.
No, I'm, I've
go
even gone
class.
Beyond. Am I going to go to Kim Ayer and I say, what am I going to do when I'm not famous? Am I going to have Haley Ayer? And then I go, I don't think I can say no, but I am scared of the private planes and I'm a climate activist.
Right.
So it would go against everything I believe in. But when you get that level of fame,
it's well, and then
the
you're
window.
Like, well, it's for my safety.
But here's exactly. here's what I truly imagine happening to
okay.
you. 2 years from now, when you are at this status,
yes,
you're about to walk on the plane, and suddenly you hear the following in your head.
Really good job bringing it back
and
to what
like,
this podcast is about.
Wait a minute,
I
no,
can't get on
I
this
can't
plane.
Do
oh,
it,
shit.
And you just hear
I
Keith playing the piano.
Plane. Yeah,
you couldn't do it.
I
you put this love in my heart, much more explicitly, Christian. Perhaps in the last song that we listened to.
Yeah.
He is talking to God.
Okay.
He's not talking to some loser that's
Doesn't
like, you want my
lifestyle.
Doesn't it
feel weirdly sexual too? Like whenever people are like, okay, like whenever people are like, I'm going to, wait, what do they say? I'm going to love on you.
Yeah.
Like,
love on you.
Love on
wild.
You always feels like pervy.
And that's why I'm trying to reclaim it this summer.
Wait, have you been going around saying that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's my
I
opener
didn't know
on
that.
Hinge. No. I
so you don't.
No, not anymore.
But you have said love on you as
probably,
an adult?
Probably in high school, yeah.
Okay.
I probably said love on in high... Did you?
I don't know, maybe.
Does it sound like, aggressively
even
though,
sexual?
Even
at the time, I was like, this is a really weird, like, the grammar also feels wrong.
Yeah, the
me.
Grammar, it's not,
it's all
right.
Love
it
on, love off.
Yeah.
It's weird. It doesn't work.
No,
that's kind of how I feel about this. You put the love in my heart. It's like,
nice.
Sexual.
What else did you put
good
where?
For you, Keith.
In my what?
Yeah. I mean, Keith Green is cute.
Keith Green was supposed to be like a teen idol.
Mm-hmm.
He like got a record deal at 14 and was supposed to be like a pop prince, like adorable cutie pootie. And then another guy came along. I'm forgetting his name. But anyway, but he kind of like stole the thunder.
Elvis
he was like, I'm good anyway. So he lost his shot of being like a Justin Bieber of his time.
Wow.
But he was still a musician.
But he was still a musician.
Keith Green could have been the Justin Bieber of his time.
Exactly.
I love that laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was so prayed up.
That clip is so funny.
I like that laugh.
Yeah, and
that
then he had like so his whole funny. Hippie turn and then eventually became a Christian hardcore.
Keith.
Hardcore, real deal.
I think if Keith became that really, that heartthrob that we were talking about, he might have left the, I think he'd be in hell right now.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm saying that he would
just like
you are a Christian. You're learning.
She's speaking our language. She's damning people to hell,
Keith,
hypothetically.
The comfort brand worked.
Keith is hot. Keith would have been fucking doing drugs.
Oh,
like Keith has
yeah.
a party boy inside
Keith
of him.
Is living. He would be living to the fullest.
Keith would be, yeah.
And his music is good.
No.
Like,
and
he's talented.
Music is good.
There's two Keiths inside all of us, Keith There's Green and Keith Peen.
Exactly.
I don't want Keith Peen to come out. I tell you that much.
Oh, I bet he just had an absolutely massive.
All right, Caroline.
No,
and that's actually the sad thing about the crash is we don't know.
He had the one perfect dick in the world.
Wow, big, he did have a really good dick.
Big green energy.
He had like five kids.
He was 28.
He had five kids.
Yeah, he was 28. That like it means anything.
Worked.
You can't have five kids without.
Compared to a man who had one kid.
No, because his wife couldn't stop fucking him.
Exactly.
And they don't use protection because they're... So he had
well,
a good day.
I've never equated the number of kids to the girth
That's how
of
many
a,
times you have sex.
Oh, okay.
One kid, I had one time.
Okay, we got some stuff to
this
talk about for the podcast.
I love this song. This is so great. Anything Keith Green does, I like a lot.
Oh, so you knew who Keith Green was before?
We've talked about him before.
Because we talked about
okay.
him on
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
yeah. You have done 296
We've talked to some of his other
songs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're kind of recovering the
crap. Yeah, episode 290, we're like, Keith Green, part five. Let's go.
But I'm glad because I like
dick
him.
This time.
Yeah, we haven't talked about his dick yet.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't. And so we wanted to carve out some time to
An
do that.
Honor okay. memory.
I want to know where the bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low and I see you coming to me and it's all right.
Okay, I love that part.
Sure.
You would think that I wouldn't because I didn't like the stuff from the other song that said that.
Is it connecting with you?
I think it's
as
a very different approach though, right?
Struggling a little bit with depression and all this stuff. It's like the thing that gets me out of it is going, I know that there's something bigger than me. Again, even if it's just the tree in my front yard.
Sure.
Even if it's... And so that's when I can take the religious part and make it more... secular or make it mean something that I still believe is just a human experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And bringing it back to like whether it's love or nature or something that is positive and affects all of us.
Yeah.
So I like that part. It felt very real.
I feel like that's already an improvement on the other song is the way Keith approaches the problems of life.
Yeah.
One, it's personal. You know, he's like, I have the bad feelings.
And
it's
joyous.
Not, you need bad feelings that need to be fixed. And
right.
I've got the answer.
Yeah.
He's like, and he literally names depression. He's like, I was there, you know?
Yeah.
And that brought him forward. And he's just like happy about that. And I don't feel like there's a big agenda with this song either. Like it is an expression of joy, it feels
no,
like.
No, he's pretty uncomplicated in that sense. In the
he
good
does
way,
say,
not
though,
simple.
People smile at me and ask me what it is that makes them want to be just like I am. Like I can't imagine
and I
being
say,
like,
my
I'm a
huge
song, right?
Except that's my wife.
Hey, let's just say kid number five on the way. Ask
like,
him when he
oh.
gets here.
Yeah, five kids before 28.
Well, yeah, that's some Christian shit right there.
Again,
or hippie thinking stuff, about that. I don't know.
I mean, it could be
but
both.
It could be anything.
Sure. Man, I've really not
thing,
thought about
that thing.
I'm not going to stop thinking
Should
about
we send
it.
This to his estate? Should we send this podcast
yes,
episode to his children?
So I want to get
As
back
a
to
tribute
I think his
to
wife is
father.
Still alive. Like, she's still posting.
We could
she's
ask her. She still posts. Would it be so disrespectful to be like,
we could ask respectfully. We could say respectfully.
Respectfully. May he rest in peace. But
maybe she wants to talk about it. What's the inch on that
thing? What are we working with?
Maybe she felt like she had to keep this. No, the girth of how great his dick was to herself. And now she's older. She's like, I don't want to go to my grave and the world doesn't know that Keith Green had the best dick. Yeah,
let's everyone's just say, all about like, oh, his music's so great.
Do you think they have photos of it?
Yeah. Now, nudes were so much more difficult back in the 70s.
They had Polaroids back then,
they
right?
They figured it out.
Sure, but it was more involved.
Well, she could probably still draw it from memory.
I was going to say, what if she's an artist? Yeah, yeah. She drew it.
She's drawing her dead husband's dick.
If it was good, what a better way.
I would.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
Well, as a tribute to him, it's like next to the guest.
That's love.
God. Oh, my Lord.
To me, that is actually really beautiful.
Because when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt. I have to believe because you follow up, proving all of your love. It's a love song. It's a love song for his little savior. And he's just very joyous. He's very emotional. Like the way he sings, he's like kind of crying. What you put this? He sings like the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
In Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I liked when you said it felt Broadway-ish because it does. It's very got that very Broadway vibe.
He's a showman.
I would say this is.
I want him to show, man.
I feel like Christian music from the 70s was maybe hitting harder than Christian music today, right?
Totally different goalposts back then in terms of like what it needed to accomplish and do, as opposed to now, which is like praise and worship. So most of the time when people make music now in general Christian markets, it's for the express purpose of getting it licensed by churches to have other, you know, congregations sing along with it on Sunday mornings or whatnot. This pop sensibility was so novel at the time, because it was so unprecedented.
Well, there wasn't like a Christian music industry in the way that we would think of it now.
And his instrument kind of invented it in a way.
Wait, like, Keith Green invented it?
Well, in the sense of like
one of the early front runners.
He was one of the early front runners.
Yeah, in the early 70s.
So Christian music really
In this way, obviously the hymns and the, you know, the gospel existed hundreds of years
before
that.
Right, yes.
But this was,
can I teach you about gospel music?
Yeah, Kevin, why don't you go and take it away?
So Edwin Hawkins.
And I look forward to experiencing it in real life one day.
Next weekend,
for the first time.
At your black church with a microphone.
But on YouTube, I've heard. Yeah. So like making song that sounded like pop music, but the lyrics were about like Jesus in a very like Jesus movement hippie way.
That's what they still do now. So that is what they do now. I guess it's just like
this is where it started. And that's why it sounds so good too.
It sounds so good.
Because they
were
competing with like pop music and trying to fit into like that genre.
Right.
And that's what they would maybe learn from and were pulling from too.
And now the way everything sounds like Coldplay U2, they were aping similar influences at the time. It just happened to be Steely Dan and Elton John.
Yeah, it was better music.
It's still like a little derivative, I guess, in some ways. But
Wow. All of music is derivative.
Everything is.
Yeah.
So true.
And that's why the Blurred Line case was bullshit. Although it was, I think. Anyway.
Yeah.
You have such a good pop culture memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I have very little other memory. I want to say Halo. Halo.
And when was the Civil War?
800
BC? close. You're getting warmer.
18. I'm good to stay with 18.
You got it. Gracious. Kevin does have a really good memory though.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
And also, but you just also have a love for pop culture stuff. Like I'm very out of it in a way that I don't even.
But you probably have so much space for other things. Do you think Keith Green and his massive peen will be trending on TikTok anytime
soon?
You
are doing such a good job bringing it back to the subject of the podcast.
It's so good to talk about.
It's worthy of conversation, but that's not happening on TikTok.
Was he really famous during the time?
Yeah. He was very successful. And he was successful. He was famous. What the hell did you say?
She said it, not me.
Are we going to get, is a second service like a year from now, top five dick rankings in CCM?
Number five, Carmen.
What if you guys get a cease and desist from this? His wife, his estate
Emphasis
makes you guys take this episode.
Oh, she's still on Facebook. Like, she doesn't even know what's going on. She's not listening to podcasts. We're good. I wonder how old she is.
She probably has. She could have a Google alert for Keith. Are you going to tag him when you upload this?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to put his name on it.
She'll appreciate it. Yeah, no one else is going to listen.
Sure. She misses him.
Which of these two do we like better? Which of these two do we think worse of? Let's go around the horn. Caroline, we'll start with you.
It's tough. It's really tough. I actually really like them both a lot. The sound is so fun. The first one makes me want to dance.
Sure.
The second one makes me want to dance, but maybe in more like a praisey way. With Keith's song. But I feel like Keith's lyrics are just so, I don't know, they're lovely. I feel like there's like abundance in the way he talks about God.
Wow.
And I always like the way he talks about God. And I'm like, I'm into it in a way where like, even however I feel about Christianity, I'm like, if I were going to do Christianity, it'd be Keith's Christianity, you know?
Hell yeah.
And so for that, I his edges a little bit further. But the Comfort Band, I like that music. I like that sound.
I like that sound.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Haley, let's say you.
I went into this episode today being like, hands down, I'm comfort. What is it called? Comfort Band.
Yeah.
I'm Comfort Band, soul tune boogie, honey, all the way.
Sweet.
I was like, I don't even care about Keith Green. Like, Keith Green, it felt egregiously Christian. You know, when I listened to it, I was like, I can't. I've pulled an audible.
Whoa.
I'm Keith Green. All the way now.
Really? What changed for you?
Well, I think we know.
Well, the Comfort Band has four dicks we could be talking about. Keith just had the one. As far as we know, did Keith have two?
Quality versus quantity. What are we talking about here, gang?
There could be more to it. So what would you say? God. What changed your mind?
I think once I took a deeper look at those lyrics, because again, they got me caught up in them more than just a feeling. So once I pulled up the lyrics and read them, that's when they lost me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they lost me.
The meaning.
Yes. The meaning. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm Keith Green.
Which is such a great Christian music arc, which is when I looked at what they were saying, I hated it.
Yes.
Plus one to everything Caroline said. I do think he's still, even without the context of he was the first to do this and historical for this and the sort of thing that happens to a person's career when they pass away very young. Even without all of that, still so expressive and accessible to the emotion and the joy and compassion of faith that I think is very rare to find in such a sincere, earnest way. And he seemed like a true weirdo, not pejorative, but positive, in the same way that Rich Mullins was a weirdo who like advocated for Native people and their tribes and had a weird relationship with money that was like very apathetic, the same way Keith Green did. So I think that halo effect and more, even going into the music like this, I learned this on piano earlier today. I actually did.
Yes. You did.
Yeah. I'm going to play it out for us today. No, just kidding. I won't do that. But yeah, I'm sticking with Keith Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all Keith Green.
And let's just say this summer, we hope we all find someone to put a little love in our hearts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I sure did.
We're running out of time. The summer's almost over.
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
But you know what? What begins after summer? What season is it?
Fall.
What season?
What are you doing?
Cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
I know. I did.
That was season. Stretch.
Yeah. I really.
Kevin that lifted was up a fist.
I just.
He just pointed to his Apple Watch.
Shut up. Man, I got it.
Apple season.
I got it. Never mind. Remind me to tell you a thing about Apple Watch after we're done recording.
No, I'm scared.
I don't want to know what goes on between you and that watch. Scared. It's intimate.
I like that watch. All right. And on that note, let's bring it down a little bit in the room. Let's bring it to a more worshipful, peaceful space. We're dimming the lights in here a little bit. We're lighting the candles. Elmo's doing his rituals in the corner.
Elmo with the conjuring.
Elmo says spirits are here.
Oh, that scared me.
Really? Well,
before I realized it, that was a really good Elmo impression.
Oh, thank you. Impression or channeling?
Channeling.
Up to you to decide.
Wait, so when Elmo's doing that, he's actually possessing your body?
Yeah, so anytime the candle's lit, it's not me.
It's not you.
It's him.
The whole time. Do the pose he's doing. I wish listeners could see this. I'll try to put this, I'll try to remember to put this picture up. Got it.
So we're not here to plug ourselves or to promote our projects. We're here to lift them up to the Lord. And perhaps something we're also enjoying in the secular culture. Can we? Wait, can we? Yeah, we can. If it's not something we didn't work on for SAG-AFTRA stuff. I was just thinking about
I'm not in the biz, baby. I'm a free agent. I can do whatever I want.
You can do whatever you want. Or, you know, a SAG-AFTRA, a non-SAG-AFTRA project you've enjoyed. The last great book you read. The last great podcast you listened to. The music you listened to, etc. Or a movie or TV show you watched. And we'll start with Caroline.
You can lift me up to the Lord at Caroline's Farts on Instagram. Even TikTok, even. Don't expect me to post new videos. I don't.
Yeah, what happened to Vegas, Caroline?
I don't know. I got tired.
I got tired.
And I'll lift up a book I read called Babel. It's an interesting one. It's kind of like I'm in a sci-fi zone right now, and it's a light sci-fi, more like historical. But in this time, there's a translation institute on the campus of Cambridge in like the 1800s. And it is about how they can actually like kind of conjure magic with their translations. So it's a lot about like linguistics, colonialism, academic stuff. But it's, I don't know, I thought it was really interesting, and it opened my mind. So I liked it. Babel.
Recommend. Oh, yeah. Babel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Haley, go ahead and take it away. Where can people find you?
You can lift me up.
Hell yes.
Got it.
Instagram.
Oh, wait. And you really can lift me up on Instagram because I care about my follower count and my likes.
She just came out
Guys,
and said it.
Let's so get those you, numbers up,
if you
please.
Follow me. I mean, I have healthy numbers.
Let's bless those numbers.
I have healthy numbers.
Of course.
But all of my followers mean something.
But if it's
to
not
me.
A million, it's not enough.
If you follow Haley,
if I don't have Haley Air,
she promises if you follow her that she will send you a DM saying thank you. Your name.
I actually
here.
Do respond to some of my followers, which can get tricky because I'm, you know, I'm gonna lift up my creepy.
That's how Haley and I
right
met.
There you go.
Wait, I believed that for a second. Is it? Did you
no.
send it in my DMs? Okay,
no, it's not.
So you can lift me up on my Instagram mind. At Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, Marie Norman. Mm-hmm. If you want to tithe, I have a Patreon.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, tithe away.
The tie-in.
You can join my Patreon. I give nothing in return. I do give nothing. Give nothing.
Oh.
But you can just become a patron and support me, like all great artists.
That's kind of a baller move. Yeah, it's kind of like my OnlyFans.
Wait, do you have an OnlyFans?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he does. He yeah. lifts it up. You're going to lift
Wait,
it up.
Wait, you have
in
an OnlyFans?
Minutes.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt your section.
Okay, so that's it. Just lifting up. Follow me on the gram. You can subscribe. You can become what my followers are called. They're called the Halians.
Halians.
I'm feeling like cult leader vibes for myself
that's
right
good.
Now, and I'm actually really loving
Give
it.
Give me nothing for
DM
nothing.
Me if you want to join my cult. You can become a Halian. You can sure. just follow me on Insta. I will respond to your DM. You
Nothing in secular culture you're enjoying?
Oh, you're so good at keeping me on track. I'm reading The Diary of Anne Frank right now, actually.
Wow.
And it's so powerful and so good and so moving. And I just, every time I read it, I'm like, she's one of the girls. Like, I'm like, yeah. Anne, like, she would be friends with, like, she would be in our friend group. Like, it's... She's just so, and it's so good, obviously. There's something I can say. It's The Diary of Anne Frank. It's the best book ever.
Reading it, do you make any assumptions about, like, what kind of pop music she would be into if she was listening to it now? Like, any young pop stars that she might enjoy?
I know you're trying to get me to say, would Anne Frank be a Swiftie?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not trying to get you to
Oh,
say
I thought
that.
You, okay.
You know what I'm trying to get her to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, are you going
to
tell her?
What are you trying to get me to say?
Justin Bieber went to the house.
Okay.
The historical house and museum.
Oh, no.
And wrote in the guest book, I think she would have been a Belieber.
Oh, no. Wait, that's...
I think he told it to, like, a film crew that was there, too.
Oh, it wasn't just in writing? He said
no,
it
yes.
with his
no,
mouth?
No, no, yes, no. he did.
No, 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 no. Anne was smart. She wouldn't have...
she
no.
would have seen through
he
him.
Wouldn't like, she wouldn't have liked the Luda through. Feature on Baby. Yeah. She wouldn't have liked the rum-pa-pa-pum little drummer boy. Yeah.
I also read Just Kids by Patti Smith, which I'm also going to plug. It's so good.
Sure.
I'm going to read that.
So good.
My only experience with Patti Smith is I walked into Amoeba Records a few years ago and she was doing a concert I didn't know about.
Oh my god.
Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, I mean a good amount, but not that many given the pedigree.
Patti Smith. Yes.
You can live me up at Kevin T. Porter on Peloton, Letterboxd, Instagram, OnlyFans, and you can that's it. I'll lift up there's this podcast series called The Empire Spoiler Special, and every time a new Mission Impossible movie comes out, the director of it sits down for 9 hours with the guy who hosts it and tells him about every part of the process of making the new one.
Whoa.
And this new one that they keep putting out, they're on like part 2 of 5 or whatever it is, and all of them are 3 hours long. And he's very vulnerable. He's like, I got COVID, so I was directing over Zoom, and that's actually a body devil. And you get little bangers like, yeah, Tom Cruise is wearing a wig in most of the movie because the hair was inconsistent because we were shooting it so out of order. Like, oh yeah, that shot was 3 years apart from this shot.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Alex and I were talking about that. I was like, his hair looks completely different right here. What's going on?
Because they started shooting in 2020 and finished shooting in 2023.
Wow.
So a lot happened.
Did he give you any other like Tom Cruise is a weird guy stories?
Yes. Ooh. So many. I mean, it's so intense and weird, but also very
this
candid
is like
and
heaven
fun.
For you. I'm so happy.
Oh, it's so good.
9 straight hours.
Oh yeah, but well, not straight out. They got they're doling it out.
Incredible.
But, woo, very fun. Very good.
Hooray. Nate should talk.
What? I know. I need to tell him.
Tell him about that. Yeah. I think he knows about it.
I gotta tell everyone about this.
Yeah, Nate's my husband. He lives Mission Impossible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nate's Caroline's own personal Keith Green, if you will.
Congratulations.
You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. Haley, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You guys, I needed this.
What a happy healing night for all of us.
Thanks for coming out. Wow, very vulnerable, but you were fantastic. You had nothing to fear.
Way to
go.
And there's nothing left to say except for,
okay, I love you, Emma. Amen.
Now watch this drive. And let's go out with the man himself. Honey, I'm home.
The stallion.
What is this world we've created on our show?
He deserves it.
Yeah.
He does deserve it.
Rest in power, King. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose. You put this love in my heart.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.